7h30, les sports en anglais, Kelly et Ben.
Coming up in this newscast, Cameroon's under-17 Lionesses humiliate Egypt 5-0 as the team under coach Joseph Ndoko begin the campaign towards qualifying for next year's FIFA World Cup. Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo consolidate their lead on the standings of the National First Division Football Championship after their 7 matches. 5 Cameroonian judo athletes leave the country for Casablanca, Morocco, where they will begin battling for points for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The under-17 women football team of Cameroon have beaten Egypt by 5-0 in the first league first round qualifier for the next FIFA World Cup in that category. Ange Tanazou from the Banzoua Sports Academy scored a hat-trick for Cameroon at the Cairo National Stadium. The team is expected back in Cameroon to continue preparing for the second leg next weekend at the Kwekong Omin Sports Stadium in Bafoussam. Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo have consolidated their lead on the standings of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon with 17 points following their 2-1 victory over Bambutos of Mbuda on Sunday in Yaoundé in one of the 7 matches of the competition. Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, who were trashed 4-1, are yet to win a match in this season after the 7 days of play. Ben Collins Noiberiwa has the details.
The annex 1 of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium witnessed unprecedented drama this Sunday as it hosted 2 decisive matches. Canon Sportif of Yaoundé dropped to 4th place after being held to a 1-1 draw by Coton Sport of Garoua, while Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo consolidated their lead by coming from behind to beat Bambutos of Buda 2-1. The defeat pushed the Mangwa boys closer to the relegation zone. It was another disappointing day for fans of Young Sports Academy of Bamenda as their team suffered a humiliating 4-1 defeat at the hands of Gazelle FA of Garoua, who now occupy the second place with 14 points. The Yellow Submarines from Bamenda, that are still to win a match this season, remain at the bottom of the classification table with just 2 points. Aigle Royal of the Mongo secured a crucial 1-0 win over Dinamo of Douala, pushing the Bon Bunch up from the 4th to the 5th place. Victoria United of Limbe moved from the 4th to the 3rd position after defeating Ice Fortuna 3-1. Astro of Douala beat Panthère Sportive of Dende 2-1, while 4th Azur Elite of Yaoundé played a 1-1 draw with Stade Renard of Milan. PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportive of Douala ended their match in a goalless draw, with both teams now having 8 points each. The Nasara Gamakai occupy the 11th position, while the Abaka boys sit 12th, just 1 spot away from relegation.
Ben Collins Noiberry were reporting. Back to women's football, FC Bolova have taken over the leadership position of the National First Division League in Cameroon with 16 points after beating title contenders Lekki Football Girls 1-0 this Saturday in the top match of the 6. Cyclone FC and AS Awa remain in the relegation zone. Harrison Ashu Tiku has more.
Simbanga's lone goal in the FC Bolova's 1-0 win over Lekki FC secured them the precious 3 points that enabled them to move to the top of the table with 16 points. They have 1 point ahead of Lekki FC. In the first match played at their next A of the Olympic Stadium, Lovminprof defeated Vision Food by 2-1. Over their next A of the Olympic Stadium, Eclair of Sir White Watch IS Hour by 4-0. Meanwhile, Amazon Fab humbled Aitambong of Kambe by 4-1. At the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Authentic Ladies defeated Jasper by 3-2, while Cyclone defeated Kaiman Fee 2-1 in the Douala Derby. Following the results, FC Bolova tops the table with 16 points, followed by Lekki FC with 15 and Amazon Fab with 12. Meanwhile, Cyclone FC with 4 points and IS Awa with 3 points are in the danger zone.
As you heard from Harrison, Louvre Minpof of Yaoundé defeated Vision Foot 2-1. One of the players of Louvre sounded satisfied after the match.
We're so happy for the next Super League this season. We are competing to play in the CAF Championship, and we are really behind. Louvre is back, and definitely we are back to be at the top of the league this season.
Tell us about this game. How did you find Vision Foot?
The game was so challenging in the aspect that Vision were all out for the 3 points, as well as we were all out. But Louvre is back, and definitely we came out all fully as a Louvre to make sure that we go with the 3 points.
Is it your experience that made you to outsmart them?
Louvre is a team that in Cameroon female football, Louvre has been in the game for a very long time, and we have good experienced players, and with the experience that we have in the team, we are able to overcome Vision.
One of the players of Louvre Minpof talking to CRTV's Harrison Ashutiko. Away from football, 5 Cameroonian judo athletes are expected to leave the country for Casablanca, Morocco, where they will take part in the African Open. Accompanying the athletes is the Secretary General and President of the Federation, who will also take part in an elective General Assembly of the African Judo Union. Prior to their departure, Ben Collins Naiberiwa Konat, the President of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge Dihang, and began by asking him if Cameroon is ready.
Team Cameroon is ready, and we have 5 athletes who will go there. We have Sopin Bela Richel Anita, Biami Zita Onela, Baba Macha Marie Céline, Tamazan Frank, and Guyana Vladimir Carlos. And it's our first competition for 2025, and we make very, very good training session, and we are ready to go there. But also, we have African Judo Union Congress. We have make election for the new Bureau of African Judo Union, 14th of January, and be in the list for sporting director, and I think I will be elected in that place.
Mr. President, the sporting director of the African Judo Union, you're very confident?
Yes, I'm very confident because me and my team, we did a good job, and every country needs me to stay in the position, and that's why I'm confident. I think it will be a formality for me, and in January 16, I send you information about the new Bureau of African Judo Union. I think I will be there.
While wishing you good luck, Mr. President, let's go to the competition proper. What are the stakes of this African Judo Open?
This year is a part of qualification of Olympics, and we have to put our athletes in good position for the world ranking list, because when we go to the competition, and if you have a bad ranking list, it's not good for you to go to the competition, because when we do the draw, we are in the bad position. We have to begin the competition with the high-level performance athlete. But when we have good position in the world ranking list, you have to begin the competition at the quarterfinal. You have to have a good draw. And it's important for us to do African Open of Casablanca, because we have African Championships in April at Abidjan. And if you have a good position in African Open Casablanca, I think the athlete from Cameroon have good position in Africa Championship, and we have more chance to get gold medal, to have African continental title with 2 or 3 athletes.
The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge Dihang, in an exchange there with Ben Collins Noiberiwa on Cameroon's preparedness ahead of the African Open to take place in Casablanca, Morocco. Away from home, Arena Sablanka says the Australian Open feels like home after she began her title defense with a straight set victory over American Sloane Stephens. The world number one and back-to-back champion in Melbourne defeated Stephens 6-3, 6-2 in the first round on Rod Laver Arena. The 26-year-old Belarusian is aiming to become just the 7th player to claim a 3rd straight Australian Open women's singles title, and the first since Martina Hingis in 1999. And that was the sports news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. Le matinée de la CRTV continues in a moment.
Merci, Kelly Eben.
Canal Police.
Canal Police is the police on air for the education and the sensitization of the population.
Hi there, listeners. Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes with the National Security Slot. Canal Police brought to you under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Mbarga-Ngele. Police Commissioner Joyce Cecile Njem-Mandeng is our editor-in-chief. At the anchor, I'm your regular host, Superintendent of Police, Nz. Amos Tarla in Yaoundé. Candidates to the various 2024 competitive entrance examinations into the ranks of the National Security Corps have continued to deposit their files in the various centers put in place for that purpose across the country. Canal Police will this morning focus on the academic requirements for each of the competitive entrance examinations as postulants go about constituting the physical files prior to depositing. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Since the 6th of January 2025, candidates for the competitive entrance examinations into the various ranks of the National Security Corps who had previously received text messages have been submitting their physical files in the various centers spread across the country. What are the academic qualifications that correspond to the various ranks that applicants will be postulating for? Effectively, one of the key documents that makes up each candidate's file is the diploma or better still academic qualification. For cadets, superintendent of police, applicants must be holders of a first degree, generally referred to as a bachelor's degree, a technical university diploma or its equivalent. For cadets, assistant superintendent of police, applicants must be holders of a GCE advanced level, baccalaureate or its equivalent. For those wishing to go in as cadets police inspectors, they must be holders of a GCE ordinary level, BPC or its equivalent. Finally, those wishing to sit in for the cadets police constable rank of the corps must be holders of a first school leaving certificate, the SEP or its equivalent. Worth mentioning that you cannot use a higher diploma to sit in for a competitive entrance examination inferior to the qualification. Each rank and level of the recruitment corresponds to a given certificate. For a case in point, you cannot, for example, use the GCE ordinary level certificate to register for the competitive entrance examination to recruit police constables. The required diploma is the first school leaving certificate and nothing but that. For those applying as specialists, in the typical example of nurses and other technicians, they must be holders of the technical diplomas that make them to be considered as such. Any other information intended for the public is available on the General Delegation for National Security's website, www.dgsn.cm. You can also follow the National Security's radio programs over the SIAT TV, namely Canal Police, which you are listening to right now, broadcast from Monday to Thursday at 7:40 a.m., and At the Service of Each and Everyone, a magazine broadcast every Saturday at 3:30 p.m. We continue to call on potential candidates to get to serious work because only hard work and merit will pay at the end of the process. They should remain vigilant and beware of the many scammers and sellers of illusions that will promise them what they cannot deliver. Should you want to denounce such bad grains to the police right now, do not hesitate to call the toll-free number 1500. Consult and be informed on whatever area you have doubts. It's here that we draw the curtains on this morning's edition of our program. We were technically assisted by SIAT TV's Olive Giselle Eyenga. At the anchor, I've been Superintendent of Police Nz. Amos Tarla signing off. Have a blessed day in the company of SIAT TV programs.